The pure in heart are those who in the very core of their being are single-minded in their devotion to God.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
There are people who have everything they want and find out that they do not want anything that they have. There are people who have experienced achievement who are utterly unfulfilled. They've learned the hard way from experience that achievement and fulfillment are not convertible terms. They have everything that they want, they do everything that they want, but their life is empty because they are not what they ought to be. They're not properly related to their God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus tells us in this beatitude, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Jesus tells us in this beatitude that the highest joy possible is to see God. And Jesus tells us in this beatitude, not only is that true, but He tells us in addition that we cannot see Him unless we are pure in heart. That is a powerful mandate. It's critical. It's important that we develop the capacity to see God. We ought to crave that vision as our highest joy. Every one of us should crave the kind of purity of heart that will give to us a full-fledged vision. We ought to build our lives on the solid foundation of an eternal union with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus gives to us some very powerful words in this beatitude that will help us to understand what this concept is all about. That every one of us should crave the kind of purity of heart that will give us a full-fledged vision of God here and now and in the hereafter. Now, there are three key words. Here they are. The first word is heart. And that will spell for us the sphere of purity. The second word is pure, and that will spell for us the substance of purity. And the third word is see. They shall see God, and that will spell for us the sequel, that which logically follows, that which naturally follows, the sequel to purity. Now let's look at this for a moment. First, let's look at the word heart. That's a very critical term, your heart. That's the sphere of purity. The gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned about the heart. All of its emphasis is upon the heart. The heart is the whole center of the teaching of Jesus Christ. He was always dealing with the heart. Now, let me approach that subject of the heart from a twofold perspective. Let me just say very briefly what it does not mean, what the heart is not. And then let me say as quickly as I can what it does mean. What is the heart? The heart is not three things. Jesus would tell us, the heart is not something purely emotional, and the heart is not something purely behavioral, and the heart is not something purely intellectual. What is the heart? What do we mean by the heart? Now, I just want to say two things about it. One, the heart is the center of our being. It's always defined that way in the Bible, as the center of man's being and personality. It is the fount out of which everything else flows. The very words that are used in the Hebrew and Greek language to translate heart mean at their root center. That's why Solomon said in the Old Testament in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4 and verse 23, "Keep thy heart," and he meant guard it, protect it. Be careful what you allow into that heart through the eye gate and the ear gate. Think of the pollutants in our culture, in the media, that we allow in at the eye gate and the ear gate, which pollute the heart. The Bible says, keep thy heart. Guard it, protect it. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Work very hard at this. For out of the heart are the issues of life. In other words, the heart is the very source, the very fountain, the very core, the very root of your inner being. The heart is the very center of a man's being. But now the heart is something else. The heart is the source of all of our troubles. And you know, when Jesus said that, he flew right into the face of both ancient and modern psychiatry and psychology. The heart is the source of all our troubles. No, we say, no, the heart's not our problem. Modern man says, no, it's something else. It's the man's environment, it's the man's economy, it's the man's education. If you could change his environment, if you could give him a better education, if you could give him more money, if he had a bath and a half and 2-car garage, everything would be all right. Some people really believe that. They think the solution to man's problems is real estate. You remember what Jesus Christ said? Jesus said, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, that's sexual impurity, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, that's immorality, an evil eye, that's envy, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil come from within and defile the man. They're lurking in a man's heart. These deformities do not emerge from a man's environment, a man's education, or a man's economy. They come from the heart. Now we know what the heart is. It's not something simply intellectual, something behavioral, something emotional. The heart of man is the center of man's being, and it's the source of man's problems. It is the heart that needs a cleansing if we would wish to change. It's the heart that needs a cleansing if we want to change. It's precisely that which God provides through the Lord Jesus Christ. I read in the Bible, I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 7. I thank God for the day when God gave me a new heart, when God opened my eyes to the powerful needs that I had as a young man, that I was a sinner and alienated from God, that the purpose of my being was being smashed, that my feeling of awayness from God was more than a feeling, it was a fact. God opened my eyes to that truth. He caused me to humble myself before Jesus Christ. I place my faith in a living Savior, one who paid the penalty for my sins on the cross. And in that moment, God gave me a new heart. I will give them a heart to know me. And I've known him all those years since then. And this is the covenant that I will make with them. I will put my laws into their hearts, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10, verses 16 and 17. The highest joy of man comes from cultivating the deepest part of man, his heart. When the heart is pure, then the vision is clear, and the man will see God. Now, very quickly, I'm going to give you just an outline. Can I look at that second word, pure, for just a moment? That's the substance of purity. What is the essence of purity? You know the Greek word for pure? Katharoi is the word. We use it in our English language, a cathartic. It has several basic meanings. I'm going to look at it very simply. In the simplest sense, it means to be clean. Blessed are the pure, the clean in heart. You know, there is a physical cathartic. It's an agent used by doctors to cleanse the physical system. There is an emotional cathartic. It's a technique that's used by counselors to cleanse a patient of hostilities and other destructive attitudes. But what Jesus has in mind is a spiritual cathartic, a divine work in which there is a cleansing of the inner man, purifying their hearts by faith, Acts 15 and verse 9. Purifying their hearts by faith. That's what happened to every one of us that became Christians. Our hearts were purified. We were made clean. We were made fit for heaven, not through anything we had done, but through only that which Christ had done, and we received it by faith. Jesus Christ is a living Savior, and he transforms lives, and there are multitudes of us who could tell you exactly what Jesus Christ has done in our lives. He purified our hearts by faith. There is that spiritual cathartic. You know, there's a broader meaning to this term, pure. Let me give it to you very quickly. In the simplest sense, it means to be clean. And we're made clean by faith, Acts 15 and verse 9, in the finished work of Jesus Christ. But in the broader sense, you know what that term literally means? It means to be unmixed. It's pure. It's unmixed with anything else. It means free from alloy. It means unadulterated. Nothing has invaded it. It means single-minded, not two loyalties, but one loyalty. It means free from pollutants. It means sincere. The pure in heart, follow me now, Christians. The pure in heart are those who in the very core of their being are single-minded in their devotion to God. They're not double-minded. They don't have two loyalties. They are free from the tyranny of a divided self. Did you understand that? They are free from the tyranny of a divided self. Christians who are pure in heart are not saying yes and no at the same moment. Too many Christians say yes with their lips to Jesus Christ and no with their lifestyle. They have a divided self. In that sense, they are impure. They are mixed together with the ugly pollutants of this world. That's what it means not to be pure. It means to be unmixed, to be unalloyed, to be unadulterated, free from pollutants, single-minded in our devotion to Christ. That's what the psalmist meant in the Old Testament. He said, "Unite my heart. Make it one. Unite my heart to fear thy name." Psalm 86:11. Grant me undivided, unmixed, unadulterated, unalloyed, single-minded reverence and obedience for you. That's purity. When a Christian has that, he'll see God. Everywhere he looks, he'll see God. And that will radically transform his system of values in his whole way of life. You say, "Pastor, how can we experience this spiritual catharsis?" That's a good question. How can we experience this spiritual catharsis? How can we be clean? How can I be pure in my heart? May I say that there are two simple steps to it? Very simple. You'd come up with the same steps, I believe. One, it begins with conversion and it continues with devotion. Let me just say that very briefly. One, it begins with conversion. You must be converted. You must become a Christian. Are you a Christian? A real, genuine Christian? Are you certain that you are? If you were to die, are you certain that you'd be ushered into the presence of God? If you were to take your wing into eternity, if you were to fly out into eternity, do you know that you'd be ushered into the presence of God, or would you be ushered into oblivion and judgment? It begins with conversion. That's the meaning of Acts 15:9. They purified their hearts through faith. By faith they received the Son of God as their Lord and Savior. And when they received Christ as their Savior, their hearts were purified. But then it begins with conversion, but it continues with something. It continues with devotion. And that means total loyalty to two things. Devotion means total loyalty to two things. One, the Word of God. Two, the Spirit of God. I read in John 15:3, "Now you are clean," and that's our word pure, katharoi. "Now you are pure through the word which I have spoken unto you." Total loyalty to the Word of God, submitting to its authority over your life, day by day and moment by moment. Too many of us as Christians don't do that, and we're not pure in our hearts practically. We are positionally, but not practically. And that's why we don't see God everywhere we look. And that's why we've lost our radiant joy. And that's why there are these ugly motives of selfishness and impurity and lust and hatred and bitterness and revenge and covetousness down in the hearts even of Christians.
Thank you for joining us for Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you would like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. You can call area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, email khmg@hbcguam.net. Coming up next time on Living Redemptively.
Outwardly, our image is impeccably correct, but that's not the kind of purity Jesus is talking about.
That's coming up next time on Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.